MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. What a dismal night it was, starting with the Gopher men's basketball team.
Reynolds goes coast to coast as the horn sounds. He makes the shot, and the game is over. Rutgers gets the win, 72-67, the final.
Mike Grimm on the Gophers Radio Network. Their season is done, but plenty to be excited about, says Nico Medved.
I think so. I mean, I feel that from our fans. I feel that the people I talk to, the places that I go. And like you said, I definitely don't want tonight to take away from that. You know, and I think everybody, once you kind of take a deep breath, you wake up, the sun will come up tomorrow, and you really take a 30,000-foot view of the season. I think we did do that this year, and the guys should feel really good about that.
The Gopher hockey team is also done.
As you can tell, that's it. The Golden Gophers lose this game 6-2 with that empty net goal by Christensen at the end. And Minnesota goes into the offseason quietly.
Wally Shaver, the final call. The season is over.
We made some mistakes early. Penn State capitalized, and our guys fought. They did till the end. I'm proud as heck of what they did all season.
That's Gopher head coach Bob Motzko. Things were no better for the Timberwolves last night on the road in L.A. against the Clippers.
Leonard fading. Oh, just caps off an unbelievable night. Kawhi Leonard, 45 points.
Yeah, it comes in a 153-128 win for the Clippers. Wolves have dropped three in a row. They're at Golden State on Friday night at 9. Maybe the Wild can come to the rescue. They're on home ice tonight when they host the Flyers at 7 o'clock live from Grand Casino Arena. Wild are coming off a dominating win over the Utah Mammoth, 5-5. They hit the ice tonight at 7. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.